in the Advent reading, Isaiah 9:6, he said, "Unto us a child is born, and his name will be called." And in that was Prince of Peace. My message today is Shalom, which translated means peace. And I think he is the Prince of Peace. We were foretold this thousands of years ago in the Old Testament. Man, a child's going to be born, and he's going to be called Prince of Peace. And so I wanted to look and see, what does Jesus say about peace? I get it, he's going to be the Prince of Peace. There's parts of the New Testament that talk about the God of peace. But I thought, what does Jesus say about peace? So turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14. And that's where we'll start. We're going to look at what Jesus said about peace in our lives. Now, if you think back 4 months ago, and if you're like me, that's just a good stretch. But 4 months ago, I asked the question. And I asked several questions. One of the questions I asked was, are you at peace in unpeaceful times? And I'm just curious, 4 months later, are you at peace in unpeaceful times? John 14, verse 25 through 27. And it says this, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you." And again, this is Jesus speaking. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I've said to you." Now listen to this. Kisha mentioned it earlier. Verse 27. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And I thought, great, Jesus tells us, hey, when I'm gone, I'm leaving, I'm going to leave you a little something. I'm going to leave you my peace. That's great. What does that mean? And peace in what reference in our lives? Well, philosophers and scholars and educators and all of them came together at different times, and they all talk about peace and have done studies on peace. And they didn't agree on a whole lot of anything, but they did agree for the most part on two things. There's two kinds of peace. There's an internal peace, one that we feel and sense in our own body, soul, and mind. And there's external peace. The world is not at war. There is peace in the world. Those things. External peace is our surroundings. Those are the things they could agree on. I believe that Jesus is leaving us his peace to ensure the first, that we have internal peace so that we can get to the second to help promote and create external peace. And we'll read a little bit about that in just a minute. Now Jesus, by the way, offered all this and said, "I'm going to leave you my peace." He's already come into Jerusalem. He's already predicted his death. He's washed the feet of the disciples. They've sat down at the Last Supper. And then he begins explaining things to them. And in the book of John, it goes on for a couple chapters about Jesus just speaking solidly, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." He's going to talk about being denied. He talks about the coming rejection, the work of the Holy Spirit. And he talks about these things before his arrest in the garden. Now turn over a few pages, John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 29 through 33. And it says, "His disciples said to him, 'See now, you are speaking plainly.'" He had spoken in all these parables. And he said, "I do this for a reason. But now," they said, "you're speaking plainly and you're using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know of these things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this, we believe that you came forth from God." Well, I'd hope so. They just spent the last couple years with him, and now they're just confirming, "We believe that you came forth from God." But Jesus answered them, And he said, do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And he says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He says, I'm leaving. You guys are going to be scattered. You're going to leave me alone, but I'm not alone here. He said, I'm with the Father. But he says, I'm going to leave that peace with you. But he says, you'll find peace in me. It isn't a package that you go open, find underneath the Christmas tree. He says, you'll find that in me. These things I've spoken, that in me you may have peace. And then he just reassures us in case we weren't certain by what we're going through in life. Oh, by the way, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to come upon things in life. Just in case you didn't know it and haven't come upon it yet, you will. And he reminds us, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulation. But then he tells us, be of good cheer. It's the tribulation we're going to have in the world? No, that I have overcome the world. You know, yesterday they had a tree of remembrance for murder victims, victims of violent crimes and whatever. My sister goes to that each year, and my mother and my sister's kids. And well, they were all sick this year, so I went yesterday. And I was telling Eric before the message, there was a pastor there that spoke. And he said, I don't know that I'd want to believe in a God that wasn't able to feel what I felt. That can't feel what I feel. And he said, but I know that my God has. You see, there was this cross. And he allowed his son to be hung on it and crucified on it. At that moment, God felt our pain. And he felt pain. And so it tells us that he's a God of comfort. And he knows how to comfort us. But he comforts us, why? So that we can comfort others. That's one of the reasons that that group yesterday, they meet. They have different meetings. They meet once a year. And as Eric said, it's bittersweet. But that you can find commonality of other people that hurt. And I thought, when we go right here, he says, hey, you're going to find peace, but you're only going to find it in me. And as Kisha said, reading out of John 14, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you, not as the world gives. It's not that same kind of peace. I mean, we can offer peace to someone. We can offer comfort. But it's nothing compared to the peace and comfort that our Father offers us. You're going to find it in me. You don't have to worry about tribulation. You're going to have it. It's coming. If you haven't experienced it, you will. If you have, you probably will again. But when you go through those times, can you find peace in unpeaceful times? And I thought, man, we have to draw nearer to the Father. We have to draw nearer to one another so that we can support and lift one another up. But we have to draw nearer to Jesus. Eric and I, as I've said before, we pray for each other before we come out and preach and before service starts. And I wrote this down after Eric prayed for me. I said, I got to write that down. He said, Lord, help us to be ambassadors of peace. And I thought, man, we're to be Christ's ambassadors. What better thing than to be ambassadors of peace? Blessed is the peacemaker. It says, when you have opportunity, be peaceable with all others. He desires for us to share that peace that He has left us. And He's left us the gift of peace that is found in Him. That's great. Thank you, Jesus. Now He's gone. What does the Word say about peace after that? Is that all He says? Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, if you would. Ephesians chapter 2. A few books after that. In Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 14, it talks about Christ being our peace. Now, Jesus is gone. He's been crucified, buried, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven. He's gone. So I thought, let's see what the Bible tells us now that He's gone. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 14. 14 through 18. And it starts out, Paul is at the church of Ephesus trying to tell them about it. They've begun new churches and they're trying to establish what they need to believe and how. He says, for He Himself is our peace, talking about Jesus, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in Himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that He might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And He came and He preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were not near. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Okay, great. All they're doing is solidifying what we've already read, that Jesus left peace and we find peace in Him. This says He Himself is our peace. Again, we find it in Him. When we are at war with others, we don't have peace within ourselves. Now, let me tell you something else that may surprise you. When we are at war with ourselves, we don't have peace. Oh, the flesh against the spirit against the flesh. Ah, that's war within ourselves. We find peace where? In Jesus. We find peace in Him. Then that war starts going away. But when we haven't committed to Him, when we haven't submitted to Him, all of a sudden our thoughts and our minds go everywhere. And we aren't established. And when things come against us and start blowing around, we start wavering and we look like a drunk person trying to stand up. We don't have any stability. This will give us stability. This will help build and maintain that stability. You know, sometimes you have certain trees and they grow and they start leaning with the wind. Well, we're those two poles with the wires going to it with a little hose wrapped around it so we don't damage the tree. To help maintain and stabilize some people or situations that are weaker. So this gathering is important. When we come to this time of year and we don't have peace in ourselves, in our hearts, in our minds, it's a tough time of year. And we have to establish, kind of like the glass I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we have to establish if we're going to try and hold that conflict and not set it down. They've hurt me. I'm going to hold that. Not till I see them paid back will I set this hurt down or this war within myself or whatever. I'm going to carry it. And it starts getting heavier and heavier. And we're dragging that weight around. He said, no. I'm leaving you. But as I go, I'm leaving a gift. You see, I'm going to leave you my peace. He didn't say, I'm taking away the tribulation you'll find. He said, you will have tribulation. Dang it. Okay, this is an exchange program. You leave one gift, take another. No, he says, you will have that, but I'm leaving you a gift that'll help you get through that. You see, he says, I have overcome the world. And that conflict you have, that's of the world. Those things you hang on to, those are of the world. But I've come and overcame the world. And so you don't have to look at things the way the world does anymore. You'll still have it. You may still go through it. We were talking Wednesday night with the Ground Zero group about John's dad. John's dad had a little disbelief when John was being born. He said, oh, due to your unbelief, you're going to be mute until all these things come to pass. A child's born. I said, well, latest record says that's about 9 months. He couldn't speak. And I said, even though you have a blessing, hey, you guys were an older age and couldn't have kids, but man, I'm going to make it happen. And that's where he made his mistake. He's like, how are you going to make that happen? I don't believe you. Oh, you're going to be mute, by the way, until it happens. Till it all comes to pass. And then the minute they named that child John, his mouth was open. He said it was loosed and he was able to speak. You see, we have to go through things. Even though there's a blessing coming in there, we still go through things. But we find peace in God at the time in the Old Testament in Jesus. Now that he's come and left us his peace. The philosophers, scholars, educators, all those folks, they also believe that in order to have that internal peace, they said it starts with purity. Peace starts with purity. You have to have a pure mind, a pure heart, a pure soul. That's the beginning of peace. Because if you don't have that, you'll have conflict within yourself. Turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians, just a few pages towards the end of the Bible from where you are. Philippians chapter 4. And we'll close with this scripture. Verse 8 through 9. And we've read it before, and it says this. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. For the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Our journey to peace starts with a pure heart, a pure mind, and a pure soul. And this scripture tells us, meditate on these things. Identify them. Meditate on them. Spend time on them. Look at those. You know, it wasn't just Jesus who said, I want to leave you the gift of my peace. The peace that you'll find just in me. But they also said, hey, we can only find it in these things. The question is still the same. Are you able to find peace in unpeaceful times? You know, when you find peace, begin to enjoy people more. You won't have to have conflict with them. You begin to enjoy life more. Because you don't get caught up in the things that the world gets caught up in. The Bible even tells us about that. They don't get caught up in these crazy arguments about nothing that matters. You know, we're going to sing this song, "You Are My All in All." I think at this time of year when we reflect on peace, and last week we talked about hope, and we're anticipating the birth of the Savior during the Advent season. We have to endeavor to seek out peace, to find it, and then to share it, to find our internal peace, share it with others, so that we can start enjoying external peace. And I'm telling you, this world needs external peace. We're at a time that's like no other. And they need our help. They need our help to lead by example. We need the peace that comes from Jesus Christ. And we need to help lead them to it. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we pray today that as we celebrate Advent, we focus on peace. That we focus on peace as part of our life, part of our character, part of our being. Said earlier today that we can be ambassadors of peace. There's nothing like finding a peacemaker in the middle of an argument. Help us to be that person. Lord, we love you, thank you, and praise you. In Jesus' name.